Welcome to Nerdy Last Week. I am your host, Short Nerdy Guy, and as always, recording from A, iPad, and Beats headphones. And I am also trying to find this week's notes, because it has been another crazy week, and I think I have found them. I tried a new thing where, instead of writing them all on one note page, I decided to write them three each individually on three different pieces of paper. That, it turns out, I'm not going to do that again because I can't find current notes I wanted to talk about, guys. How are we all doing? I hope you all are doing well. America is on fire again. This time in the Midwest. But, you know, we're getting close to an election being over. So, obviously, you know, fire is going to rain down. But, if you don't live in the States, I hope you're doing well. I hope you're being safe. Hope you're wearing masks. Hope you're washing your hands. Let's talk about some nerdy stuff, shall we? I don't know if I talked to this. Oh, I did. Okay. So, first off, if I haven't talked about this last week, I'm going to talk about it right now. The Titans season 3, that is going to be on HBO Max now, has revealed, its Red Hood costume for Jason Todd, who is supposed to be in this upcoming season. If you go online and you type in Titans Red Hood, you'll see the costume looks amazing. It looks like it's going off of two separate costumes. One from New 52, and then a little bit from, I believe, Rebirth. So, in the Outlaws. So, we're keeping the brown bomber. We're keeping the tactical gear on, and we're keeping the helmet, and we're keeping the brown bomber. But he doesn't have a bat. He doesn't have a red bat going across his chest. Because I don't know why. Because, I don't know, they'll probably come up with some system of like, oh, we don't really have the rights to Batman, but it makes no sense because you're DC and you made Batman, but yet you somehow don't have the rights to put the symbol on Jason Todd's chest. Who knows about that? That's just me speculating. But it looks great. Now, second question. Is Jason Todd going to die first, and then throughout the season, the Titans are going to hear inklings of a new vigilante out in Gotham and in San Francisco, because they're not calling it Bloodhaven. So, that's a fantasy that I would like to see on Titans season 4. No, would Dick Grayson and the rest of the new Titans be hearing inklings of a new vigilante killing mob bosses out in, you know, San Francisco, Gotham, New York, stuff like that throughout the season? And then when we get to the final maybe three episodes, Dick finally runs into Jason. But he's not Jason. They only hear about this guy named Red Hood, and they think that it's, you know, some guy that's trying to copy the Joker. And they, like, so there's two, so far, there is one big story arc of Starfire's sisters come to Earth, and she's going to essentially kill Starfire and take over the planet. Now, that's one storyline. Are we going to have two storylines where, three storylines, because I know, and some people that watch Titans as well know, and I don't think Donna Troy is not dead. So, it seems like there's going to be, three simultaneous storylines going on. within this third season. Because if they just make one episode about Jason Todd, that's, and then Red Hood, and then all of a sudden he's in the Titans. No, that would be dumb. We need to make this Jason, DC and the Titans need to make it to where he's a background character throughout the whole season. And then once they deal with one problem, Dick Grayson deals, finally meets up with Red Hood, and then finds out that Red Hood is actually Jason. And yeah, but at the same time, like I said, are we going to kill Jason? Is Jason going to die in like maybe the first episode or second episode, and then comes back, and then, you know, are we getting a prologue? There's a lot of stuff that is pivotal to making a good Red Hood and a good Jason Todd in live action. So we'll have to wait and see when it airs on HBO Max. Sometime next year, so. Secondly, so this past Monday, which Star Wars is now claiming it to be called Mando Monday, some great stuff came out. Adidas came out with great high tops, low tops for The Mandalorian. There is a bunch of retro 3/4 inch Mandalorian Season 1 action figures that are coming out, and they're made in the old 70s style action figures. There is a walking, there's a remote controlled Baby Yoda, or sorry, the child, that's coming out. Let's see here. Are you going to come down eventually? I'm kind of recording my podcast right now. And that was my roommate asking if I was going to come down. So we have, let's see here, we have three different Veskar armored Mandalorians. We have one Veskar Mandalorian that's already been out. That it was out with a black series. We have another old school Mandalorian with old armor in old school card back. We have, let's see, what else we got? We got another Veskar Mandalorian that is able to take his helmet off, and you can see Pedro Pascal. What else we got? Let's see here. New Mandalorian toys. All right, we have the Hasbro Labs Razor Crest. It is in color now, and it's coming now. It's on its way. So if you had pre-ordered for the Mandalorian, if you put in money for the Kickstarter to, which makes, why would a Hasbro need a Kickstarter to make the Razor Crest? But it's happening. The Razor Crest is happening. I've seen it in full color, and it has all of the gadgets and everything in it. It has a lot of, it's painted in. They're not, you know, it's not like, oh, you can just, you know, open up the drawer, like open up the cabinet where all his weapons are in, but it's like painted weapons. There's an escape pod. There's this, and it's a vintage Razor Crest. So it's on the vintage toy line. It comes with a Mandalorian and a Baby Yoda. What else? And then one last thing. There's a Black Series with Mandalorian figure that, again, comes with his jetpack. His helmet comes off. Comes with Baby Yoda. Baby Yoda with his flying capsule thing. And, yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of Mandalorian. There's a lot of new Mandalorian Mando Monday type of stuff that's coming out. There is an Xbox controller that is in these Mandalorian style, and it has the Baby Yoda markings on it and everything, but that thing is like $100 to $200, which is kind of ridiculous, if I'm going to be honest. But I think it's trying to hit in that market of for the new console, when the new consoles come out and stuff like that. So, but yeah, no shocker, the costume has been a very popular thing as of late. So obviously, you know, that's a very popular costume that everyone has been picking up. I can't find the blaster. They have a Halloween, like a spirit made a blaster. Like it was the appropriate blaster. I can't find it anywhere, but yeah, that's a lot of the Mandalorian stuff that's coming out. So be on the lookout for more Mandalorian stuff this upcoming Monday, because there are hopefully, Hasbro has planned to say, yeah, there's going to be, you know, new content for toys every Monday. So there's been a first reveal of Batwoman's new costume for season 2. This lady looks amazing. I can't wait to see it. Stargirl has been moved from CW to HBO Max, from what I was reading about the Titans season 3. But as opposed to CW shows, I believe they were saying that The Flash will be premiering on, let's see here, Flash will be premiering on, let's see here, I know Lois, Superman and Lois will be premiering on February 25th. Let's check out, let's see here. Nope, that's 2020 CW schedule. 2021, excuse me. 2021. That's okay. Alright, so. So, Batwoman will be. Let's see, where? Okay. No, let's see here. Let's see here. It gave me a whole bunch of. Okay, so, let's see here. This is a program broadcast. Site. Alright, so, Swamp Thing is coming, and it's going to start on Wednesday. Let's see when it actually shows up on Wednesday, because I believe they put the first season of Swamp Thing on here on CW, because it didn't work on the DC All Access app. So, let's see here. And then there's going to be on CWC, there's going to be a Deathstroke series, animated series. Let's see. Nope. Yes. So, that's what we're getting. We're getting Swamp Thing. Let's see here. Where is your schedule? Okay, hang on. Let's go. List of TV. Favorite TV programs. 2021. All right. No. Okay, here we go. All right, so here we go. No, you're giving me synopsises here. Okay, so it the start of January. So the start of January, Batwoman, Nancy Drew, and for the second season, and gives a third season to All American Charmed, Into the Dark, Legacy, Roswell, New Mexico, CW. Also renewed Black Lightning season 4, Riverdale season 5. Gave a green light to sixth season of Legends of Tomorrow, Supergirl's last season, and the seventh season for The Flash. And then the new shows that will include Superman and Lois. And then, let's see here. And it's, this is, yeah. So it seems like it's going to start, it's going to slowly start trickling in on January. So January, we're getting Batman, Nancy Drew, and then throughout the month, we will start getting All American Charmed, Legacy, Roswell, New Mexico, and then once we get into February and March, we'll be getting Black Lightning, Riverdale, Legends of Tomorrow, Supergirl, and The Flash, and then. And then we get to more of the end of February, and we're getting to have Lois and Superman and Lois, and that's about. And then we're getting the Order, additional show, the drama Kung Fu. We're getting a what? The Republic is set. What? Okay, CW is going downhill a little bit. Anyways, so we're getting so at the beginning of January, we're gonna have. Basically everything come back. And I don't know. We're getting the last season of Supergirl because the show has been canceled. We're getting the second season of Batwoman, which is with a new Batwoman. She looks amazing. And then we're getting a sixth season of Legends of Tomorrow. No one thought that Legends of Tomorrow would get to a sixth season. Black Lightning season 4. I can't believe there's a season 5 of Riverdale. I don't understand that show anymore. But it's really not for me. And then The Flash is season 7. I don't know how long that's gonna last. But yeah, so January is going to be a busy month. For the start of the CW universe. Now, who's to say that these shows will not be moved over to HBO Max after this current season that's over? Who knows? But and lastly, there's an Animaniacs reboot being on Hulu, and now we are rebooting Tiny Toons, and that is going to be rebooted onto HBO Max. HBO Max is coming out swinging with a lot of reboots and a lot of stuff that's trying to get you to watch their platform. Because let's not forget, next year, the Snyder Cut's going to be on HBO Max. And they were saying that Jared Leto's Joker is going to be in. It's gonna be in the Snyder Cut, which makes no sense. Why do we need that Joker back? I don't think we do. Also, Ben Affleck is supposedly signed on for a new series as Batman on HBO Max. So HBO Max is coming out swinging. Well, a lot of stuff. So, also, Mandalorian season 2 is out. I am not gonna talk about it because not everyone has seen it. I'm gonna just tell you that it is it. I thought the season opener was gonna be like a soft opening of not really high stakes yet, but then all of a sudden, I was watching it last night because it came out at midnight. It right off the just right off, we're getting to immediate high stakes, and I'm just like, oh, we're doing this. This is how we're going to start the show. All right, cool, 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 cool. So, yes, so go watch it if you can. If you have time, go watch it. It's amazing. If you don't have time right now, or, you know, when you get the time, check it out. It's amazing. Again, you won't hear any. I'm not going to talk about the episode because not everyone has seen the episode. So I'm going to let everyone enjoy the episode, and then I'll wait maybe 2 weeks, and then I'll talk about it a little bit. But, yeah. That will be it for this week. I thank you for bear with me on this episode. I have some roommates. Parents have come over, and so they came over so they can watch the new season of Mandalorian. So it was a little anxious, but I thank you for staying with me. Again, hope you guys have a great weekend. Stay safe. Wash your hands. Wear a mask. Early voting in California started 3 days ago, so if you have the chance, go vote now at polling places. Also, Minneapolis, if you're listening, anyone from Minneapolis is listening, mail your ballot. Do not mail in your ballots. Go to a polling place and drop it off at a drop-off box. Just going to tell you that right now, okay? Again, stay safe, wear a mask, wash your hands, socially distance. Don't forget to love each other, and have a great rest of the weekend.